Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything for the good of the order?
No.
All right, then.
I just got one thing. I probably, just for the commission's benefit, I kind of jumped a little bit on the engineer on that one. But it frosts me when you've got a letter that says that basically we designed a plan wrong and therefore we need to change it, you know? I mean, if it's like, you know, we can't put this type of sidewalk in the type of roadway and drainage system that we planned and we showed you at the public hearing. I mean, I'm open to all kinds of different reasons, but don't, I mean, that's saying that you just didn't design it right in the first place.
There's an old saying that says, no matter what they're talking about money.
Yeah.
And my concern is that in the pursuit of getting the cost out of these things, we are being asked to jump through all kinds of hoops, you know, on their behalf. And it's something that if we can accommodate folks, we can. But it does open up to that situation where they can come in here and tell us anything to get an approval and then just come back later on and say, oh, well, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that, we've got this problem, we've got that problem.
Oh, and I would, on that one, I'd have felt better about it if they said it was purely economics.
Yeah.
Don't come in and say that you screwed the plan up in the first place, so you can't do what you told us.
And I think to some extent that applicants may be afraid of that. I do know for a fact that there are jurisdictions, not in Delaware, but in the neighboring states, that specifically state that economic hardship is not a reason for making that kind of change, and I wonder if some of it is they're just
negligent design shouldn't be either.
Right? I would agree 100%. If they and I my gut reaction is to kind of say, can't you come up with something better?
Yeah,
that?
Exactly.
You know,
right.
but it is what it is, and we have to deal with it or not.
Well, so. my analysis is, I'd equate it more to the little kid goes up to McDonald's and he's grasping for straws. They were grasping for reasons. That's
well, you don't
why
know.
They didn't want to do it.
I mean, I think it's probably economics, but you don't know if it's economics from need or economics from greed. That's the thing. And, you know, because obviously there's a lot of need out there right now. And so I would think that most are really pressed to try to make their projects just flush out with an even number or minimize the negative number. So, you know, I'm compassionate about that. But at the same time, you don't know who's coming in and just saying, oh, well, just pull this reason out, like you say, grabbing a straw and trying to take advantage of the situation when they really don't need to.
Right.
So I agree. I think some discussion about this, and maybe if we can't, I mean, for the future, we might be able to create some ordinance changes with the work that, you know, you guys are doing and the master student, the graduate student is doing. But in the interim, you know, maybe we need to come up with something a little more firm for changes that will guide what's already water under the bridge, I guess.
So. Do you want those on the next agenda?
No, I thought we were going to wait till
Andy. Wait until we.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the ones that we just deferred? Oh, I don't know. That's up to Mike.
Well, for further consideration, I'd meant until we get the results back from the interim.
All right, well,
I'll
send them a letter and tell them, you know,
what we're doing.
Yep.
Plus, if we get 10 more in the meantime, then you can tell them to wait too.
Do them all in one night. And
there you go. Put them all on after we know what we're doing. We can keep just bing, 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 bing right through.
Shane and I have discussed this quite a few times, and we see that we created some application or approved some applications with some conditions. And the next week, applicants come in trying to use those conditions as proffers when they go to their public hearing and they proffer to do these things, whether they can do them or not. It might be the engineering question problem, whether it even works.
Right.
A couple of the ones we've had that request amendments, like the one over at Laurel, was the sidewalk was going to be at a swale. We should see it too. Then if it's going to be a swaled system, that sidewalk needs to be up on the lot, you know, or create but, some other kind of method.
And I agree with that, but that's the conversation that the developer and the engineer should be having before the public hearing, particularly back
when all
this
stuff. I agree with
that.
We should see it, too, if it's going to be a swaled street. Then where's the sidewalk going to be? If they've shown it in the right of way, it's probably not going to work.
Well, they may not know until they've dealt with the soil district.
Oh, they've got to do the engineering. Oh, I now agree.
So it's there might be a catch and rock and a hard place at that point.
But then they should ask for it when they come back for final, not come back after they've already got approval.
Yeah.
That's a point well taken, because at some point in the process, before it got their final approval, they know they've got a problem. And when it goes away, it goes all the way through final and sits out there for 6 months, right, and then comes back.
Well, some of them sit out there for 4.5 years.
Right, yeah.
If I already get voiced,
you're...
Yeah, well, these two didn't have final.
Oh, I know. Right. So I agree with that.
Some other ones that have, yeah.
Right, but these guys probably realized what was going on before they got through, and it's, you know...
I mean, it would even make more sense, like, if that's the case, if the lawyer or whoever presented it just did boilerplate conditions based on, you know, what had been approved, thinking, all right, well, I know this is what the commission likes, so I'm going to put it up there. That would even make more sense if they came back in and said, look, we had a communications issue at the time we brought this to the hearing. Those conditions were presented really without thought to whether they could have been done on the plan. It was never engineered. It was something that just came up during the course of the hearing. Say that, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Just don't come up and say that we didn't realize, you know, engineering-wise that we could do this when we put the preliminary plan together.
We've had very few meetings over the last several months that we haven't had a request to do amendment of conditions.
Oh, I know.
It's been
every week.
Every week.
Meeting. It's every week. Yeah. All right, then. Anyone else have anything else for the good of the order? There being none,